Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to be a part of our teaching session today. We just thank you and ask the Lord that he might bless you. Lord, in Jesus' name, bless all that receive the message of truth here today. Pour out your anointing and your Holy Ghost power upon all that receive your word and truth in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to start a teaching today on the subject, the quickening power of God. I've always said if God quickens something in me, you know, that rhema quickened word within our spirits, that's how Peter was able to walk on the water. That was how men of the Bible was able to accomplish great things because they was quickened by the Spirit. So I want to teach on that subject, the quickening power of God. If we look at the Webster Dictionary, we find the definition. It states quicken means alive, living, or to arouse. The word quicken comes from a Greek word, zoupaiko, which is translated to mean to make alive or give life. Then we go to the Word of God in Romans 8 in verse 10. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Verse 11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Now, this quickening takes place and is done by the Spirit of God. And, you know, lest we have the Spirit of Christ, we're none of his. We've got to have the Spirit for the quickening power of God to work within us. And it's life. The Spirit is life within our spirit. Then in Ephesians 3 and 17, it says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Again, this understanding is all this is brought about by faith, by believing God's word, believing the report of God, and that he dwells in you, and if his Spirit dwells in you, then you have access to the quickening, anointed power of the Holy Ghost of God. According to Colossians 3 and 3, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. The old nature's gone. We're no longer under the bondage of sin, but we've been set free by the power of God. Then Romans 6 and 1, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Verse 2 says, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Man's life is a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanishes away. James 4 and 14. Then in the Old Testament in 2 Samuel chapter 14 and verse 14, for we must need die, and are as water spilt upon the ground, which cannot be gathered again. These scriptures in James and in Samuel gives an understanding of how the life is just a vapor, and it also likens it to water that's spilt on the ground. And once it is lived, once it's experienced, you can't go back and relive it. So today is the day of salvation, and the day you have to call upon the Lord and accept him and live your life that's pleasing to God, so that when the shortness of it is gone, then eternity's forever, and you'll be ready to live with him forever and ever and ever. We must understand the soul of man, it belongs to God. Ecclesiastic 12 and 7 says, then shall the dust return to the dust of the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Why is man cursed? Genesis in chapter 3 unto verse 8 all the way through verse 24 tells us the story of how and what happened to Adam. Verse 23 and 24 tells of Adam and Eve was sent out of the garden, and they were cursed by sin. Eve, first of all, greatly multiplied thy sorrows by conception, what a woman have to go through. Second, in sorrows thou shalt bring forth children. Third, thou desire shall be to thy husband, he shall rule over thee. To Adam, first of all, God cursed the ground. This sorrow shall thou eat of it. And, of course, in sorrow, he said, you know, this is going to be something that's going to follow man through the ages. Plant a garden is full of weeds, and you have to toil it and work it. Amen. And then, secondly, the thorns also and the thistles shall it bring forth to thee. We got to get ground killer and weed eaters and go out and get rid of all the weeds, and it's an ever-weekly thing, never-ending. You know, we'd have grass be just like AstroTurf. It would just be one length, and we'd never have to cut it, and there'd never be a weed or a dandelion grow up in it. But because of the curse, all this took place. In the 19th verse of that third chapter, in the sweat of thy face shall thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it was thou taken, from dust thou art, and unto dust shall thou return. This is the word of God. The quickening power of God. We want to continue on in this understanding. Romans 5 and 12. Wherefore by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Romans 5 and 17 tells us, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the power of righteousness shall reign. Life is by one, Jesus Christ. Then in the 19th verse, that same 5th chapter of Romans, for as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. He put an end to the curse. Amen. Revelations 22 and 3 says, and there shall be no more curse after Satan and all sinners are cast into the lake of fire. Revelations 20 and 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Unless we are quickened and made alive by God's Spirit, that's going to be the end outcome of man. And the sinner and those that transgress against God and those that turn their back upon God is going to have their eternal home is going to be into the eternal lake of fire. There are some things we just got to understand about all this. In John 11 and 25, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Verse 26 said, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? We can understand what Paul meant when he said this in Philippians 3 and 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Job went on to state in Job 14 and 14, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change cometh. We can understand death of a saint is a remaining token of God's displeasure against sin. Hebrews 9 and 27, as it is appointed to man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Now let us talk a little bit more about the quickening power of God. In 1 Corinthians 15 and 22, for as in Adam all died, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. 2 Corinthians and 3 and 6, who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Life could not be given by the law. Galatians 3 and 22 reads, but the Scripture has concluded all under sin, that the promise of faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. We find in John 5 and 21, for as the Father raised up the dead, and quicken them, even so the Son quickeneth who he will. Verse 22, for the Father judgeth no man, but has commended all judgment into the Son. John 6 and 63, if the Spirit that quickeneth the flesh profiteth nothing, the word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Romans in the 4th chapter and verse 17, part B, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth the things which be not as though they were. That's powerful understanding. That's how that we're able to speak by faith and see things brought about, that we have spoken by faith and God has performed and God has worked miracles. This is a very important scripture, Romans 4 and 17. You need to mark it, keep it close to your heart, because you've got the power in God to speak to those things that were not as though they were. That's faith. That's substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Then in Romans 8 and 11, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwelleth within you. If we go in the rapture of the church, it'll be because God quickens us. He will quicken those which are in the grave. He will quicken and bring forth out of the dust of the earth, out of the sea, out of everywhere on the face of this universe. God will bring forth the souls, and he will quicken them, and that we are alive in Christ shall be with him, and so shall we ever be with him. 1 Corinthians 15 and 36, thou fool, that which thou soweth is not quickened, except it die. You ever thought about that? You put seed in the ground, and it has to die so it can grow again. Plant seed potatoes and anything like that, they have to deteriorate so a new sprout will come forth. We've got to understand, we've got to die out to the world and be quickened by God in Christ to become alive and to live forevermore. In 1 Corinthians in the 15th chapter and verse 45, and so if it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul, the last Adam was made a quickened spirit. 2 Timothy 6 and 13, I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things. Then in 1 Peter 3 and 18, for Christ also has once suffered for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Understanding what quicken means, in 1 Peter 4 and 5, who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quickened and the dead. Verse 6, for this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged accordingly to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. Hebrews 4 and 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of souls and the spirit, and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts, intents of the heart. God's Spirit is in control in our life. He's going to lead us. He's going to direct us. You need to be quickened. Those that are out there today that are lost, you're the dead. God's going to judge the dead and the alive. The quickened means the alive. So today we want to introduce you to Jesus Christ, if you don't know him, that you can come saved and be quickened in your spirit to be made alive by the blood of Jesus and the work that he done on Calvary. So let's pray. Lord, we ask the souls that don't know you as Lord and Savior bow their head today, and they accept you as Lord and Savior of their life, and they might be quickened and made alive, and their name might be written in the Lamb's Book of Life and be ready when the trumpet sounds loud. And then, Lord, we want to ask those that need healing, need miracle, need a touch from you, God, they might receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. In our next teaching, we want to bring you part two of the quickening power of God. So tune in again, and we'll be teaching on that subject. May the Lord bless you.